Hiya, mate!
Hey! Hello, mate!
Hiya!
Hiya! Wow. Well, that was a different start, wasn't it?
You've been drinking lots of coffee. You're a bit hyper.
Ping!
You know. How you doing, George?
I'm all right.
What do you know?
Hey.
What do you know?
What I do know...
Go on.
...is we're one away from the 50th.
Oh, we are, aren't we? This is the penultimate, is that the word? Yeah.
Yeah.
Penultimate episode.
What do they call it before you have an after party? Oh, this is a pre-drinks, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
No, say penultimate. That's what it needs to be. Say it, George.
I can't say it. That's why I didn't choose it.
I know. That's why I'm looking at you going, say it, George. Go on.
This is a penultimate episode.
Oh, yeah.
No, I said it.
Well done, that man.
Yeah.
Yeah, big one. So what are we doing for the big 5-0 next time?
Well, I don't know. We just need to... I don't know.
We could have a party. Bring some drinks in, get a drink. We'll have drinks in the studio, don't we?
Well, he has a bad track record with that. He kind of throws them all over the studio, really. Which is why I don't offer a drink anymore, because it usually ends up on the rug or the floor.
Yes, I do throw them over the studio.
You know your big AI massive head you've now got on the podcast imagery?
The Carl Pilkington head?
Yeah. Why don't you get like those headphones, put big straws in them and fill them up full of beer? That'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they still sell those things?
Yeah.
Those buckets.
Blackpool.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
We could do that. Yeah, we could find one of those.
Let's get a couple of them.
Yeah.
With straws.
Yeah. We should put them on the website. We should sell them.
But do you know what? You know what I really want from the 50th episode?
Go on.
Right. I had this idea. Right. I've heard a lot of people on the radio, right? And Andrew.
Yes.
I'm looking at you here.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm not, because I daren't. You poof, you go off in a puff of smoke. But what I want is I've heard loads of people on the radio, and I know you've been on the radio, but I've never heard any evidence of it. So do you know for the 50th episode?
Yeah.
Could you
show and tell?
Could you just come in on show and tell us and show us a piece of audio that you've done for the radio?
God, I've no idea if there is any, but I'll have a look. I'm sure there is some on a hard drive somewhere of me, recording someone.
You know he's been on the radio. Listen to his voice.
I was going
to
say, I'm here with you every week. I mean, what more do you want from me?
Do you know what I would like to recommend and suggest, if you're up for this, Jordan?
Yeah.
And you, Andrew, for the 50th, right? Jordan and I are going to write up some adverts, some radio adverts that we'd like you to read out for us. Okay. Are you up for it?
I mean, it's, you know, I feel like a performing monkey, but, you know, that's fine.
John, we're going to make up some adverts. Yeah. Totally clean, totally unoffensive, of course. Yeah. And we'll get Andrew to read them out.
Silly bang. Bang! And the dirt is gone. Oh, no, can't use that one.
Are we doing it?
Yeah.
Right, Andrew, that's it. We volunteered you.
We are doing that. But in all seriousness, what are we going to do for the 50th?
I think maybe you should just turn up and find out.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be here.
So we'll just go on now to what you've been up to. What have you been up to, Kevin?
I've not been up to a lot, really. I'll tell you what I did do. I watched a film that you recommended.
Oh, yeah.
With Woody Harrelson. And it was called The Champions.
Oh, you've seen it, have you?
Yes. Such a good film. Good recommendation, that. I enjoyed that. And Andrew, have you seen it at all?
Don't think I have. I don't know if I have the patience for movies anymore. Oh. Even TV. I don't watch TV anymore.
No.
So, hang on. This intrigues me.
Yes.
So, your viewing habits, Andrew.
Yeah.
Mm.
Are they mainly YouTube and Netflix?
98% YouTube.
Well,
I often think this, but I don't know whether I'm just assuming it. Is it mainly documentaries for you?
I do like documentaries, but a lot of the stuff I'm watching at the moment is revolves around American politics, I guess, at the moment.
Oh, well, yeah.
Which is a bit of a minefield. We won't go into it.
We shouldn't, but we might need to point out that when this is going out now, in the future, we might be living in our bunkers. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You saw Trump and Zelensky all kicking off with each other, obviously.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'll be all right. I'm just going to be in the shipping container.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah. What a great place to be.
We're in the right place.
Yeah, yeah. Andrew, can you put a few beds in here and we'll you know.
I will charge.
We can all live here, can't we? Yeah. Sorted. Problem sorted. My, it's funny viewing habits, isn't it? I record a lot of stuff. So the nightly soap operas and things like that, I know you're into.
Yeah.
But I like things like, you like The Chase, for example. I like The Chase.
Yeah.
But I'm never on time for The Chase. So I leave it on record, and I've got like a TiVo box, Virgin box. So when I come in, I press play, and I'm watching episodes from a year back. Still catching up.
That leads me on to another subject.
Mm.
Your TiVo box, do you remember to clear it out?
No, but what I do like is it's supposed to judge you. TiVo box is supposed to judge you based on your viewing habits. Then it gives you recorded recommendations. And the recommendation gives me like bizarre. It's like gardening programs. Like, I've never watched a gardening program in my life, but it'll say, TiVo will say, here we have some recommendations for your viewing.
Yeah, but as Andrew said in previous podcasts,
algorithms,
it all works on algorithmic methods.
But he's got it wrong. That's my point. He's got it wrong. I don't watch anything to do with gardening, so why have we got Alan Titmarsh things? You know what I mean?
Because it thinks that you might want to expand your horizons.
Or I look like I need the exercise or something. Is that what it's saying?
It's thinking, because it's just going off what other people who've watched the shows you've watched think, okay, so they like watching that. Maybe you'll like watching that.
No, I don't like Alan Titmarsh. No, actually, Alan Titmarsh, he's actually quite entertaining. Don't think about it.
I mean, the algorithms are just a bit annoying, really, aren't they?
They're not.
Yeah. I know what I want to watch. I don't need people to force feed me what I need to watch.
The thing is, if you cast your mind back in the days when there was door-to-door salesmen, before your time probably, John, people knock on your door and try and sell you something. You need double glazing. But we live in a society that we don't need that. We need to be able to say, no, if I want double glazing, I'll go out and get double
glazing.
Which
I think is what the YouTube thing is for me.
Yeah.
I'll go and get what I want when I want it.
Yeah.
I don't need it sort of like force feeding to me, which I think is what TV is. And I noticed that the creators on YouTube are more creative than TV.
Yeah.
All TV is made so it fits into a 56 minute window.
I think also the thing is with TV, being very controversial here, is they're not writing for entertainment so much these days.
No.
They're writing to educate us, and I find that quite insulting. And you've only got to watch things like Doctor Who, for example, for that.
Yeah.
You know, Doctor Who, they're introducing many different characters from many different cultures, which is no issue, but the fact is they're doing it to tick boxes as opposed to skill set, if that makes sense, in my opinion, you know.
Yeah.
And that bugs me. It's like, no, I just want to be entertained. Doesn't matter where you're from or, you know, what colour you are, I want to be entertained.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting ranty now. But that bugged me, you know, how we're being educated on TV. We just want entertaining.
Yeah,
we're getting very serious though, aren't we? Let's get back to like...
Do you know what bloody... it scares me when we watch telly in our house.
Go on.
Because on our telly, it's either a programme about being bloody murdered.
Oh, yeah.
Or a programme about being arrested.
Is that Channel 5? You must be on Channel 5 all the time. Because Channel 5 is all just about cop chases.
Yeah.
Cops, people getting arrested, 24 hours in custody, or Kate Middleton, all about the princess. That's it.
Shall we do show and tell, Kevin?
Yes, go for it.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this. This is actually my favourite, one of my favourite segments, show and tell.
You like this?
Yeah.
Actually, it's good fun. Yeah.
So
let me say,
Do you remember, I can't remember how many weeks it was now, but it's a fair few weeks ago, how I talked about going to see Michael Barrymore.
Yep, you're a big fan, we know.
Yep. Well, that show that you, that videotape that you hold in your hand.
A VHS tape?
Yep.
Wow.
Is one of the same shows that I went to see. Obviously, it's not the one where he got me up on stage.
But it's the same show.
But it's the same tour. Because it was at the same venue.
Could you explain to everybody at home what a VHS tape is?
Oh!
Andrew?
Not me. Have you got a video player?
Have you? Have you got a VHS player?
Not anymore.
Well.
But you've still got the video.
We had VHS players in school that were like the size of Jodrell Bank. And used to wheel them in.
Wheel them in on trolleys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were often locked in a box on the TV stand, weren't they?
To them.
Yeah, like anybody's going to nick that.
So nice VHS tape of Michael Barrymore, who's, you're definitely a big fan, aren't you?
Yeah.
I like that, Jordan. Very good. And I like the fact it's PG. Parental guidance on the back, because he's a bit naughty.
You know what? I didn't even notice that.
That's what it says. It was filmed at Blackpool Opera House. This video captures the nation's favourite entertainer in an unforgettable live performance.
Wow.
Right, I'm going to take that off you a minute, Kevin.
Okay.
What year was it?
Oh. Well, Barrymore. Gotta be.
It's gotta be 90s, hasn't it? 90s.
Well, it could be late 80s, early
90s. 93.
I don't know, but I'm guessing 95, just to be different. Go on, John.
Someone's smiling at me. 94.
Oh, we've got one here either side. Do you want to see my show and tell?
Yeah.
Your latest one. I've sent it to the WhatsApp group. And right. If you want to look at Andrew and John, I'll...
Means nothing to me. What is it?
Have a look at that, gentlemen.
All I can see is... Oh, that's why I can't see it.
Why can't you see it? Because you've not got your glasses on. Oh. Right, try that. Can you see it now?
Who the hell's that?
That's a guy called Julian Orchard.
Mm.
And you'll catch him in Carry On movies. And he's a distant cousin of mine.
Is he?
So I've got a cousin called Julian Orchard that's in the Carry On movies. Can you see any resemblance at all?
Jesus Christ, I can.
Never met him, but I think he's dead now, but there we go. So I've got a distant cousin that was in Carry On movies.
Yeah, but at least you're not.
That's my show and tell. Oh, I'd love to be in a Carry On movie.
No,
oh,
no, matron. I meant you. You've just talked.
Can you imagine?
I think he was going to say, at least you're not dead.
Yes.
Isn't that what you...
Yeah.
Hey, it's still early yet.
Oh, dear God. Right, I'm going to move things along. Yeah. Joke of the week.
Go on. Here's
another joke of the week. No idea what the scores on the doors are. Who's going first?
You go first.
Am I going first? Okay. Right, what I need to tell you, Jordan, is, and Andrew, when I was at school, right, I got no GCSEs. I'm really saddened to say, you know. I even failed RE. I mean, who failed RE? And when they told me that I failed RE, I went, oh, Jason Christ.
All right, okay.
He's chuckling.
I'll go with that one. Yeah, we'll have that.
The Fuhrer is chuckling. So,
over to you, Jordan.
What do you call a dog with no ears?
Anything you want, because he can't hear you.
Yeah.
I made it.
No, I like that. Let's see. Keep it simple. I'm going to give that to Jordan this week. Woo! That's what we like.
I've got it.
I'll come back next week with the scores on the doors for your 50th.
Okay, then.
I'm not coming back.
See you next week.
No. See you next week.
No. Bye.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.